starting our position previews. It is Friday, August 1st. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Fantasy Football Today, the podcast. Adam Azer, Dave Richard, Jamie Eisenberg. Yeah, are you guys ready?
It's quarterbacks? It's August.
It's August. We got football time. On Sunday.
Yeah.
Cool.
I said goodbye to my pillow for the next 5 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week, or busy month, rather. Of course, busy 5 months, really. But it should be a lot of fun. We'll help you get ready for your drafts with the position previews. Should be done with those by the end of next week. Then we'll roll out the official Sleepers, Breakouts, and Busts podcasts. We will incorporate that, obviously, into the position previews. We're going to do an ADP review. Just look at the quarterback position, see where these guys are going, what we like, what we don't like, sleepers, you know, all that stuff. It's Fantasy Party, cbssports.com/fantasyparty. If you're in the Foxborough area, August 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern time, we get started at the CBS scene. It is free. It is fun. Raffles, giveaways, draft advice, and more. And we're on camera next week, dudes. So be ready for that. Yeah.
I got to shave this beard.
I wish. Tuesday and Wednesday, live noon Eastern time.
And all 5 days on the CBS Sports Network.
That's right. We're going to have
some
stuff there, too. But noon Eastern time, if you want to watch it live or you can catch it on demand.
Now, Adam.
Did I just hear Jamie's radio voice?
My radio voice sounds a little like this.
Well, hello. What?
Hi. You can wear five different jackets next week?
Yeah, I guess so. And now I have to, I guess I have five. All right, let's get right into the quarterback preview. I don't know that we're going to get to any emails. I do have some quarterback tweets later, but here we go. My approach to the quarterback position is blank, as we begin with a little fill in the blank.
Are you looking for one word, or are you looking for a phrase? What are you looking for here, Adam? Because I don't want to let you down.
Just an answer, but not a 30-second ramble.
I want, at the very least, a good bargain.
And yours?
Never take the top three guys and to wait.
When's the earliest you would take one of the top three guys?
In this two-man PPR mock draft that Dave and I did, I took Aaron Rodgers around five.
What?
Yes.
Well, that's a little unrealistic.
In a PPR league, I don't think he'll last that long.
I would take one of the top.
I guarantee you won't.
I took Peyton Manning also in round three.
So Peyton Manning in the sixth pick of round two is still too early for you?
No, I'm just saying I would never. I'm probably not going to be the guy that takes one of the top three guys.
I mean, here's the
reality. There's always a spot where I say where I would obviously
take them.
That's
what I'm asking you.
Yes, if they free fall, obviously, but they never do.
The reality is that most of everybody listening will be in a league where somebody thinks about taking Peyton Manning in round one. We are here to say, and earlier this offseason, I said it was an okay move if you wanted to do it. I think you should wait until round two in a standard league, maybe even later in a PPR league. The reality is that you probably won't get Peyton Manning because someone will take him in round one. Drew Brees is probably going to be an early to middle second round pick. Aaron Rodgers will probably be close behind, if not first round picks. Because there's a lot of people out there, they see all those fantasy points and they think, well, that's how you win the league, scoring fantasy points, so I'm going to go and get a lot of them.
And I know I'm the biggest anti-quarterback early person probably among the three of us. I don't think it's wrong to take Peyton Manning in the first round. I know I probably say that, and most of it is in jest.
No, I'm pretty sure you think that way, don't you? I think it's wrong?
I would not do
you
it.
You don't think it's wrong?
No,
saying the first round is obviously 12 picks vague, so
okay.
You're
late
picking
first
in
round.
Fifth, you
that,
don't like
that,
at all.
That I don't like. I don't like it in the first round, but I understand how people feel. And so if you want to take Peyton Manning in the first round, you're certainly entitled to because you know what you're getting. I just think you're better off building your team a different way and taking – a quarterback later. That's just my approach.
Drafting a backup quarterback is a blank idea.
Dependent on who your first quarterback is.
So give me the quarterbacks that you would draft where you don't feel like you have to take a backup. And well, I'm framing this in a 12-team league sense.
Manning, Brees,
Rodgers. If you're drafting them, you're drafting
Stafford,
them early. Exactly.
Brady, Luck, Romo.
Ryan. Kaepernick. All right.
I mean, you could almost make a case that it's
like
all of
10.
Them. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
The position is so deep this year that you really could draft any quarterback first and not get a backup if you don't want to.
Right. We just
like if you just don't get around to it on draft day, there's going to be somebody on the waiver wire.
Kaepernick is probably the one that I'm a little shaky on just because he could struggle. I mean, there's obvious reason to say that he, you know, not when I say struggle, not put up big fantasy points because that's kind of been his nature. He's been hit or miss. But I would say RG3 because of the injury. You can obviously argue Romo because of the injury. If people draft Cam to be a starter, he should have a backup. I think Foles should have a backup just because I think there's going to be a fallout there. So injury slash potential to fail would be the reasons you would draft a backup.
Aaron Rodgers opens the season at the Seahawks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any reason to draft a backup to Aaron Rodgers, or are you okay starting him? Is that the Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Start the year?
First game of the year.
Are you okay starting him in that game?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on. The quarterback I most frequently target is blank.
Matthew Stafford.
Man, I'm all over the place with this, but I would probably say just because of where he falls, Tony Romo.
I want to ask you about Tony Romo, as I know you're quite high on him.
Mm-hmm. You want to save that for later? Or you want to get into him now?
No, okay, we can save it for later when we do the ADP stuff. My favorite sleeper quarterback is blank.
Carson.
Carson Palmer for you, and who for you?
Cutler.
Cutler?
Well, wait a minute. Cutler's in your top 12?
Mm-hmm.
Can we say a guy who is in our top 12? I mean, for me, it's Foles. I don't know if I can get away with calling him a sleeper.
But no, you can based on...
Not his ADP, but yeah, I would think
based on some people's many people's perceptions.
Okay. What's RG3's ADP? Probably, I bet he goes before Cutler.
Cutler's...
Let's start with Cutler's.
Cutler's 11 through 13. Out. You know, I don't know where his ADP is. Like 92 the other day when we did this. But he's ranked. His ADP ranking is like 11 through 13.
RG3 is number 10. He's going 71st overall.
And then Cutler's next.
Sorry, I just had the...
No, Cam is probably next.
After RG3, it's Romo, Cam, Cutler. Romo 77, Cam 91, Cutler 92. Cam 91, interesting. For all the feedback we've gotten about how you guys were too low on Cam Newton,
there are people
it's not
who
happening.
Are...
Well, you have to understand, though, again, take ADP for what it is. I think it's very reflective. It's very good right now. I said this the last couple weeks. Prior to the majority of drafts, I'm very impressed with our ADP. I will also say, though, the people who do our mock drafts and then leave, or the autopilots that do it, the low ADP for him is also based on our numbers because his auto draft is going to be lower.
I see. All right, then. My favorite breakout quarterback is blank.
Kaepernick.
I think I only had one. Kaepernick was on my breakout list, too.
All right.
So I agree. Colin Kaepernick.
What about, we talked about this last week, last episode, the possibility of Andrew Luck breaking out this year?
Yeah. You say favorite. I think guy coming from low to high is Kaepernick. But, yeah, I think, you know, again, depends how you want to qualify it and how you want to explain it. I think Andrew Luck will be a breakout. But I know for the last 3 years I've called Andrew Luck a breakout, including this year.
Right. Okay.
And I also think Tony Romo has breakout potential, but you have to explain that, though.
Right. Saying Romo's going
to we got to go to Romo here. Yeah. We got to go to Romo.
Go ahead.
Tony Romo has been one of the most consistent quarterbacks in fantasy for years. He's eight almost every year.
Every year he's been healthy, he's been top eight or better.
Would you like to know how many games he's posted at least 20 fantasy points in?
Sure.
46 games over the last three seasons. That's as far back as I went, was three seasons. But, how many did he have? Hold on. In those 46 games... How many did he put up 20 or more fantasy points?
I thought that was the answer.
No. Oh, yeah, he's 46.
I wasn't thinking. 46 games, I'd say 37.
Jamie, you have a guess?
I would say around the same, 38, 39.
24.
Oh, really?
24 of 46 games, which isn't bad. That's in the Cam Newton territory. And, yes, that is good enough to finish in the top 10 among fantasy quarterbacks.
But he's never been an absolute elite quarterback. So
once.
He's done it before.
One time.
One time?
He was number two fantasy quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been several years.
Yeah.
Why do you think at this age, 34 years old, coming off off-season back surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he going to all of a sudden get so much better? I know you like the offensive coordinator. I know you have high expectations for them, but this is a team that already had the second fewest rushing attempts in the NFL last year.
Right.
So They were a very good offense. They were the number five scoring offense in football last year. Is there really much room for improvement for the Cowboys and Tony Romo?
I think so from a couple different reasons. The biggest being the defense. Because it was bad last year, and it's going to be epically bad this year.
It was that bad last year.
No, it's going to be worse this year.
It was record-setting bad last year.
And it will be worse this year. I'm telling you, you factor in as bad as the defense is with the play caller.
But don't you think there's like a regression to the mean where like they can't possibly be that bad again?
Yes, they can.
They might, but are they really going to be worse?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Go ahead, go ahead.
And then you factor in the play caller.
What is he? I know, but how is that going to?
Last 3 years of him calling plays in Detroit. First, fourth, and fourth, Matthew Stafford. Or maybe it's first, and fourth. I don't remember exactly. But top five each of the last 3 years in pass attempts.
Yeah, but they don't have DeMarco Murray there.
No, but Dez Bryant, I believe, was the Calvin Johnson of 2 years ago. He fell down the most inside the five-yard line. So you give him those additional touchdowns. The improvement of Terrence Williams giving him an additional weapon. Jason Witten still being there. They want to get Gavin Escobar involved a little bit more. And I do think that DeMarco Murray's receiving ability will be enhanced a little bit this season. I get it. Look, I'm carrying the Tony Romo flag, and it's not the in some people's opinion the best flag to be carrying. But his average draft position screams out to me amazing value. So
well, I don't know. See, the problem is I think it's hard to find great value because you can make a case for every quarterback. But well, he is going 13, 14 picks after full
and
after Ryan.
I don't like using average draft position on our site for quarterbacks because I know they get pushed up the way I view it, especially with the people who I draft against, whether it's our colleagues here or the people that I play in leagues with.
Yeah.
So I know I can get Romo later than what the ADP suggests.
Gotcha. And I think we've shown that if you draft Romo and he doesn't have this huge breakout year, what's the worst you're going to get? Top eight, probably. I mean, you're at least you know you're going to get a very consistent quarterback, assuming he stays healthy.
Can I just say some things here? Mm-hmm. Just because I want to kind of chime in because I've got Romo significantly lower than Jamie, but I see his point, and I think Romo for the ADP is absolutely a tremendous value. But I just want you to understand what you're getting with him. There is zero difference between the defense last year and this year. Whether it's bad or comically bad, it's all the same. And when that defense pushes the Cowboys to be behind 38-14 in the third quarter, defenses are going to be playing against the pass. Might make it a little bit harder for him. And I think that's part of the reason why his numbers weren't even bigger last year. Romo was still good enough to be a top 10 quarterback, but he didn't have, I mean, by all rights, maybe not quite as much as we anticipate this year, but last year he should have had big numbers just as well.
Games, what did he miss, two starts or one start?
I think he only missed one.
One start.
And so, like, over 15 games, still averaged, you know, a ton of points. And, more than two touchdowns per game, which is more than we can say for Jay Cutler. 14 times in those last 3 years, he had 25 or more fantasy points. So only 30% of the time, he got you 25 or more. And, there, you know, I mean, he's had a handful of monster games. The game against Denver last year, he had 50 points. Has a couple of 30-point games every year. I just think we should kind of expect Tony Romo to be better than the guy that's always going to get you 20 to 25 fantasy points per week, which is what he's been. I think we can bump him up just a little bit more than that. But I think we could say that about a lot of the other quarterbacks that we have ranked.
Right.
So it really just depends on how you feel about Romo, how you feel about his back surgery, which isn't bothering me. I don't think it's bothering Jamie at all.
No, I mean, he's practicing.
He's practicing. Yeah. I mean, I think he's a good pick. If you want to wait on quarterback and he falls into your lap, I don't know if I'm targeting Tony Romo, but I have no problem taking him.
You like him, but you're not as high as
he's
Jamie
a guy. I don't even want to say I'd settle for him because I'd be happy if I got Tony Romo.
I think there's a lot. I mean, that's the thing about.
But I'd say that about top, what, Matt 12? Ryan, Andrew Luck, RG3, Nick Foles, all those quarterbacks. To me, they're all kind of the same, with some of them having a little more upside. The one thing I will say, and I might make this change in my rankings. I think the injury concern with RG3 is a lot greater than it is with Romo. So that might be a reason why you take Romo ahead of RG3.
Blank will be a bust this season.
I don't have to say it. I mean, I've said it enough.
Foles?
Easy.
And oh, he's having, for you?
And he's having a bad camp, according to reports.
No, he's not.
Read the report from, I forget which the outlet is.
The Philadelphia Inquirer that said he's having a good but not great camp and he's going to have a stronger year than last year? That report?
I don't know. Reads like a bad camp to me.
The word bad isn't even in the report.
Okay.
How many times do we hear about how a player's having a great camp and then the guy goes out and, you know,
I mean,
is
1 week into camp, I'm not sure you can draw too many conclusions anyway.
Yeah, my bust is Cam.
Right.
I think Cam Newton, and he's not having a bad camp either. He's having a very good camp. But I don't know if he can pull it all together with new receivers still coming off the ankle surgery. He's not 100%. and the offensive line is still being reshuffled.
See, I agree. Cam is the fact that his ADP is where it is, though, I'm okay with it.
What is it?
Yeah, it's 91st.
Again, throw that out. It's where he's being drafted.
You mean amongst
right?
So it's 11th, I think.
Right. I'm okay with that because, like, for example, I have Cutler 11, Foles 12, Cam 13. I believe Dave has Romo 11, Rivers 12, Cutler 13. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're putting him in that group of guys, and yeah. I think it's okay to take two of those.
And I know we've had this argument before, but let's have it again. Cam Newton, very consistently top five quarterback, and his receiving unit last year, it wasn't good. So, you know, losing Steve Smith, losing what they lost, doesn't seem like a huge loss in my opinion. I know, is it the offense? The ankle seems fine, right?
It's the combination of everything. The ankle does seem fine. The ankle's not a concern for me anymore. It's the offensive line and receiver situation being what it is.
But he threw for 3,379 yards last year, which is terrible.
You're also seeing, though,
the top five quarterback.
Right, but you're also seeing, though, the way that his numbers have started to decline. Passing yards, three straight years down. Rushing yards, three straight years down. Rushing touchdowns, three straight years down. So at some point,
passing touchdowns up, right?
Passing touchdowns up. But the one thing you're going to have to figure out, though, is if he's running for his life, because the offensive line is a problem, not necessarily running for positive yards, but having some negative yards factored into that as well. Mm-hmm. And the receivers don't make plays for him like they have previously. It may not be good receivers, but at least he knew where they were going to be because he had 3 years of Steve Smith, 3 years of Brandon LaFell. Obviously, Greg Olsen's still there. And Ted Ginn did some things for them last year. So I agree with you. The receivers don't necessarily have that much of a fall off, but it's just the whole combination of things. And I think it goes back to, for our site, ADP, I'm okay with it. But where I see Cam Newton by other analysts and where other people are going to think based on who he has, who he's been, and who he is, that's where I'm a little concerned. So to say that Cam Newton is better than Jay Cutler, you could argue that. Foles, to me, I would argue that. Rivers, you could argue that. I mean, there's
but
just...
But you're not putting him up with there with Ryan and Luck and those guys.
I don't think he's top five worthy right. again. And I don't even think he's top 10 worthy. I think if you're taking him once, and just because Dave has Foles in his top 10, comparatively to my top 10, I would easily take my top 10 quarterbacks over Cam Newton. But once you get past that, I'm okay with him going in that next spot. But I would make sure you get two guys. In this draft, again, that Dave and I did, I took Cutler and Cam back-to-back. I would advise that for anybody.
Okay.
Foles and Cam back-to-back. Rivers and Cam. Roethlisberger and Cam. I mean, Palmer and Cam. Anybody that you feel comfortable with pairing him, that's okay. And then in the other, this I don't remember if that was the standard of the PPR. I took Andrew Luck, and then Cam was sitting there like 3-4 rounds later. Why not?
Gotcha.
And I agree with all that too, but that's drafting Cam as a backup / blue chip sleeper that mm-hmm. you can make a deal on later on. His consistency averages. We did this with Romo. Let's do it with him. And he's only played 3 years, so it's golden. 28 times out of 48 games, he's had at least 20 fantasy points, 58.3% of the time. That's pretty good. It's actually better than Romo. Also, games with 25 or more fantasy points, also better than Romo, 19 out of 48. So almost 40% of the time, he's delivered that. The numbers have declined or stayed flat each of the last three seasons. So as a rookie, 11 games with 20 or more fantasy points, 9 of those 11 were 25 plus. Second year, 9 games with 20 fantasy points, 5 of them with 25 or more fantasy points. Last year, 8 games, half of those games, 20 or more fantasy points, and then again, 5 with 25 or more. So we've seen a decline. We've seen a decline in his total rushing production, rushing touchdowns for sure, each of the last 3 years. I'm worried.
Okay.
I don't want to take him as a starter.
Tweet of the day comes from Patriot Nation 8. Patriot Nation, we hope to see you in Foxborough. Do you value quarterbacks differently in 6 points per touchdown league than you do in 4 points per touchdown? Great question.
I just actually had to make a decision on in a draft that I'm in that's 4 points for passing touchdowns. It's a PPR league, IDP as well. And I like Romo better than Kaepernick. And I took Kaepernick over Romo because of this, because the rushing touchdowns will boost up Kaepernick over Romo. So
the
I think
rushing yards.
The rushing production.
Right?
But again, you're comparing the touchdowns.
Right.
So the rushing yardage
gotcha, counts the same.
The rushing touchdowns will push Kaepernick, or at least in theory, should push Kaepernick ahead of
yeah.
Romo. And I recently made that stretch. I mean, we talked about it on a recent podcast. I told you I was going to move Kaepernick down. And I think, again, that's like one situation. Like RG3 should be better in that type of format. Cam should be better in that type of format than some of the guys that you're comparing him against.
I think Cam is the one who probably benefits the most in that type of format.
Okay.
Luck also.
Yeah, because I don't know if RG3 is running as
much. Basically, the guys who run more have better value. But
we're talking about 2 points per touchdown, and none of these quarterbacks are running for, you know, 8-9 touchdowns. Like, the one who's got the most potential to do it, as much as it pains me to say it, is Cam. I don't think RG3 runs much.
I could see Kaepernick scoring 5+.
But
7?
Do you take
be shocked?
Do you guys take a generally different approach to quarterbacks?
Well, you wait. I mean, like none of these quarterbacks, and I don't have the draft in front of me, but I mean, Peyton Manning wasn't drafted till like round 4 or 5. You know, so
really,
yeah,
in a 4-point per touchdown league.
Yeah, and this is an analyst league. They're it's an IDP league. J.J. Watt, I'm almost positive, was drafted ahead of Peyton Manning.
All right,
which
fine.
Is
it's
crazy.
Normal, non-IDP, 4-point per passing touchdown. A lot of our listeners are going to play in that type of league.
Sure.
First quarterback goes off the board when? 12-team league.
Probably round 3.
It should be round 3. It probably won't be round 3.
All right.
It'll probably be much sooner.
Let's move on and look at the ADP. So, you guys tell me what stands out. Tell me what tier you want to focus on. Best ADPs, worst ADPs. Peyton Manning, 5th overall. Drew Brees, 14th. Aaron Rodgers,
16th. He should go 5 overall. Come on.
Let me ask you something about Peyton Manning. This I couldn't really even understand. Last year, he had the best season in quarterback history, right? How about 2012? He completed 69% of his passes for 4,659 yards, the third highest total of Peyton Manning's career. 37 touchdowns, third highest total of his career. 11 interceptions. Basically, Peyton Manning had the third best season of his career in 2012 in 16 years. Great year. He was the number 4 quarterback in fantasy that year. So I think you'd be thrilled with what you got from him in 2012. And for him to be going that far ahead of Brees and Rodgers just doesn't make sense to me.
It's the old, right. I see what he did last year, so I'm going to assume that he does it again this year.
Right.
Yeah. And I think a lot
the problem
of people
is that I don't know if Brees and Rodgers can catch him.
Oh, I think they can.
I don't know if they
even
catch
if they
those numbers, the 2012 numbers.
Even if, well, Brees is ahead of that in yards every year now. You know, Brees is 5,000 yards every year, right? Three straight seasons with 5,000 yards.
It will be interesting with those three quarterbacks because you see what the Broncos did this offseason. Fix their defense, enhance their offensive line, get a little beefier inside, moving Orlando Franklin to guard. And the thought is Monte Ball, better talent than Sean Moreno. Will they run a little bit more, especially if they're sitting on leads that they didn't have last year? Now, I'm not saying Peyton's going to be bad. This is not an anti.
They had leads last year, didn't they?
Not consistently, especially once that Jacksonville game on, when there was somewhat of a blueprint. Just, you know, let's get physical with Denver and see how they do.
Can I just stop you there and rephrase the question? Because I know where you're getting at, and I like it, because I think Rodgers with Eddie Lacy having a big role, too. Like, of those top three quarterbacks, do any of them concern you? Do you think any of them might not live up? Forget about the ADP. Just might not be that good. Might take a step back.
Well, I think you could see, you know, and Dave's made a case for Stafford being an elite quarterback. Stafford can easily trump one of those three guys. I think if Romo has the year I expect, he could get up there. I don't think he's going to.
Otherwise, which one, if any, which one concerns you the most of the big three?
Falling out of the three?
Rodgers is the most injury prone of the three.
With an offensive line that's given up like 50 sacks 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I would say Rodgers, even though I like Rodgers better than Brees this year. I think you've seen, though, Lacy proved it last year that they can run, and the Saints, when they needed to, they became a running team last year.
Yeah, and Drew Brees, I mean, you can't really – I just think this is interesting. He did not score more than 23 fantasy points in any of his 8 road games, Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. Last 3 road games, 9 points at Seattle, 21 points at St. Louis, 13 points at Carolina. All 3 of those were top 8 against opposing quarterbacks. But I mean, it doesn't matter because he plays half his games at home, and that's where he makes his money. But
the funny thing is, though, is there's obviously a good enough track record now. Do you start to bench Drew Brees when he's on the road?
Well, remember we were talking about that in week 16,
No, you just don't
right?
draft him. If you're concerned about that,
why?
You don't draft him.
Why if
you don't draft
but
him?
Why if you
because the price tag
but
isn't
you,
worth it
if you
you're
get,
not going to use
if
him
If you get
week.
Brees in round 2, knowing that for those 8 games he's going to be so awesome and you're going to have such a significant edge those 8 games, and then you have Palmer with your
I'm drafting Aaron Rodgers.
13th round
or
pick.
Somebody else. I'm not spending my second round pick to use a player for half of his season. There are people that want to pass on Peyton Manning because they're afraid of those games against the NFC West.
What if it, I don't know his schedule. What if it is at Carolina or at Seattle, you know? Because remember week 17 it was. That was like the biggest question. Do I sit Drew Brees this week? Because he was at Carolina and he put up a dud. He put up 13 fantasy points.
All right.
I think it was 17. Might have been 16.
But the same thing goes with, I mean, it's hand in hand because Jimmy Graham's 16. A first round pick.
Yeah. All right. So after that round of quarterbacks, those first three, we have Matthew Stafford sort of in a ADP tier of his own, 34th overall.
Too
now,
high.
Dave, we've that's too high?
Yes. Dave, but again, it's relative because of where they're going. But there's no way I would take Matthew Stafford in the third round.
You have him in your elite tier.
I do.
So how? But with those other three. But, you know, how do you rank? How do you compare him to those other three? Like, how close is
he? He's a bargain compared to the other three, which is why I'm trying to get him. But I'm trying to get him in round four, admittedly.
He's a bargain, but is he? Let's say they all went in the same round. You know, like, would that be crazy? Is Stafford still not quite up to their level?
Like, say they all went in round two, would that be a little crazy? I think at the end of the year, it won't be too bad. I think it looks crazy now, but I'm projecting Stafford to have a monster year. Way more touchdowns than he's had the past 2 years.
Do you share that feeling, or are you a little more concerned?
I think it's just terminology. I wouldn't call Stafford elite, because if you're calling him elite, you're saying he should be drafted that high. I know you're doing it by numbers, so you have Stafford's numbers in the same range as those guys. So that's why you have it that category. I just think if he's elite, he should be a second-round pick, and you should be advocating him to be a second-round pick as opposed to saying, well, I'm going to wait and take him round four, but the numbers are going to be the same. Like, if I were you, I would take a much more harder stance on it and say, Matthew Stafford's so good, if you're taking these three guys, wait a couple picks and take him there.
But isn't that your Romo argument? That you love his value.
I love his value, but I'm not calling him something that's not where his range
and
is.
And Jamie has said that he would take Romo. I think you've said that you'd take him in round six. Like if you've had
it depends on how the quarterbacks go. I wouldn't take him in round six if I still see Kaepernick and RG3 and Ryan and Luck still sitting there. There's no way I would take Romo or those guys. Otherwise, I'd rank Romo ahead of those guys.
All right, so Stafford's the fourth quarterback off the board. Kaepernick is fifth a round later, followed by Tom Brady six picks
see,
later.
The Kaepernick pick there is reflective of us because nowhere else is he going that high, and it shouldn't be in our ADP either, because the reason you like Kaepernick this year is because you're getting late. Like if you go Fantasy Pros, for example, who basically judges all of our rankings industry, in a lot of cases he's not even a top 12 quarterback, and I know that he's very polarizing because he hasn't been to that level yet, and Dave thinks he's going to get to top 5. I think he's going to be top 10, but by the time people start drafting, that's one of those that throws off ADP, 100%.
Okay. Where are you guys comfortable taking Cam? And why have you kind of backed off of
Cam? Cam or Kaepernick?
Sorry, Kaepernick. Why have you kind of backed off of him, Jamie?
It's not backing off of him. It's liking those other guys more.
Okay.
It's like I can't sit here and say that I'm expecting Tony Romo to have this monster season and Kaepernick to be very good. I think just the ceiling is higher for Romo.
Does it feel like, well, I've already waited this long for a quarterback? Like, I think a late fifth-round pick for Kaepernick is okay. But I've almost caught myself saying, well, you know what? I've already waited this long for a quarterback, and I know that all these other guys are behind Kaepernick, so I'm going to go and take this running back instead, or this receiver that I've got in my top 24 instead.
All right, would you rather have Kaepernick or Brady?
Cap.
I would rather have Kaepernick.
Tom Brady is going right after Kaepernick, followed by Andrew Luck, and then Nick Foles, and then Matt Ryan.
That's just silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's highest on Ryan? You guys both have him fifth, or?
I have him fifth. I'm very excited about Matt Ryan.
Dave, you have Matt Ryan.
I got him eighth.
Behind Kaepernick, behind Brady, behind Foles.
Yeah. But I think the same exact argument that we can make for Tony Romo, we can make for Matt Ryan. Because I don't know if the Atlanta defense is definitely going to be better than Dallas's defense.
But it's going
but
to be bad.
I don't think it's going to be great, and I think the Falcons are going to be in a lot of games where they're going to need a lot of points, and I don't think they're going to be able to get much from their run game.
Ryan was the number 5 quarterback in 2012, and he was off to a very good start, averaging 23.2 fantasy points per game in five games with Julio Jones.
Do you know what his numbers would have been if you projected over 16 games?
Would have been the number three quarterback.
5,200 plus yards.
Yeah.
Which would have been second behind Peyton.
You actually would have been the number four quarterback if you project both him and Rodgers for 16 games.
32 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
I don't see any argument against Matt Ryan you want to say he lost Tony Gonzalez.
Which I think in some cases may help them. Not in the touchdowns, but I think they're going to be so fast. Like, Harry Douglas to me is an afterthought, fantasy-wise, because you look at his numbers even last year when Roddy White was healthy, they're terrible. Mm-hmm. But just having him on the field and Devontae Freeman on the field, because what Dave said is great, that they're going to struggle to run the ball. The fact that Steven Jackson's hurt now, which I know we mentioned it on last week's podcast, but we kind of glossed over it. We didn't really get into it. That he's got this hamstring issue that's going to keep him out until week one, maybe. So, look, Devontae Freeman's going to be a great player, potentially, but he's not going to be Toby Gerhart in terms of workload. He's not going to get you 18-plus carries. They didn't draft him for that role.
Unless he really earns it.
Yeah,
I don't know if we're necessarily seeing.
Have to blow us all away for that to happen. But their strength is throwing the ball.
Yeah,
with those
Matt
guys.
Ryan is so good. And I feel like Andrew Luck is a really good quarterback, but Andrew Luck is like, you know, one step behind Matt Ryan. He's trying to get to where Matt Ryan is. Matt Ryan's the freaking man.
Wow.
That's the quarterback I want, especially based on these ADPs.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. If this holds,
yeah.
Please.
Matt Ryan is the eighth quarterback.
Yes.
What's the ADP again? Give me the number.
65th. But you can't look at it that way. That's the thing. He's the ninth quarterback.
Right.
He's going to be a sixth round pick in every draft.
I don't know about that. I will take Matt Ryan
in round six.
No.
If I miss on Stafford, I'm going.
I don't think you're
going
to get him in round six.
You think
because if you're drafting with Joe Q Public and Manning goes round one and Breeze and Rodgers go early round two,
so you think Ryan will go?
They all get pushed up a little bit. That's where the ADP factors in. So. That I think you have to look at. And he's going to skyrocket past some of these guys.
Right. Yeah, that's my fear. Draft now. All right.
That one guy who said he's drafting tonight, I think it is, right? It was August 1st? He said
Yeah, draft Matt Ryan. So, yeah, we got Brady. We have Luck. We have Foles. And we have Ryan. We should maybe talk a little bit about Tom Brady. What do you think about him this year? He's an interesting
How many games is he going to have Rob Gronkowski for?
Yeah, that's a big one.
How many games is he going to have Shane Vereen for? How many games is he going to have both of them for? Because I don't think he had very many with both of them last year.
With both of them?
Yeah, was it six or was it less?
I don't know with them. I think he had five games with his entire group of Gronk, Vereen, Edelman, Amendola, Dobson.
He delivered at least 35 total touchdowns in each of his last three seasons before last year. And last year was just, you know, his receiving core was, you know, destroyed. And Gronk was out, and he had nothing to work with.
Yeah.
Just like with Matt Ryan, you have to give Tom Brady a pass.
Well, they ran the ball so much last year. Mm-hmm. He threw the ball 25 times per game
because he had
of his last four games, and then 38 times against Denver, and that's including playoff games. And yeah, they're smart. That's the thing. I mean, like, they have nobody to throw to. They can go and rely on their running game. If Julio Jones goes down, it's not like Atlanta's going to turn to their robust running game. But New England does have a great running game. So should that factor into your assessment of Tom Brady?
It could, but I also look at just how much upside he's got and what his track record is with the receivers at his disposal, assuming they all stay healthy.
It is easy to forget that Brady was the number three quarterback in fantasy in 2012.
3 years in a row.
Three years in a row.
So it's almost like you got to remember his, how great he was.
His value is great. The one thing that I like some of these other guys better is because of their run game and because their defense got significantly better this offseason.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Patriots defense
so
is very good.
So that's the two things, because they will sit on leads. They will not throw late. That's a Bill Belichick thing. Look at his history. Maybe outside of 2007 when he wanted to send a message. But they'll sit on leads, and you factor in the Gronkowski situation, which you have to take into account with him. And I think he's closer to a top 10 guy than a top 3 guy. But the thing I like about these quarterbacks is once you get past the top 3 guys, you can almost pick a name out of a hat and say this guy will be number 4.
I was just about to say that. You don't think Stafford is the...
I think he is the number 4 guy, but yeah. I would not be surprised if Brady's better than him because Brady's got track record, like Dave just said. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Romo's better than him. I wouldn't be surprised RG3 was a top 5 guy.
So then help everybody sort it out.
You can't. It's personal choice. It really is.
So what's your personal choice?
That's why I say wait, because we've said it here. Look, nobody's going to dispute Rodgers, Breeze, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers.
Top three.
However you want to look at them, top three. Because the nitpicking on those guys is so small. Then it gets to that next group of guys, which is why, like Dave does the tiers, if you were to ask me my tier, it's one, two, everybody else.
One has the first three. Two is very large.
Two
ends with who? With Romo?
To me, in my rankings, it ends with RG3 at 10. So I think 4 through 10.
Oh, sorry. Romo's 11 for Dave. He's 7 for you, like you forget.
Right.
Dave, where's 2 end for you? Or, well, yeah, sorry. What are your tiers? You got that first four?
Yeah, I got the four guys in there. Just, I don't think Stafford is necessarily needing his own tier. I think he can get to, you know, huge numbers.
And then what?
And then I got four guys in my next tier. Kaepernick, Brady, Foles, Ryan.
And then who?
Then three with Luck, RG3, and Romo.
Luck, RG3, and Romo.
Right, but they're separated by 400 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Those. All right.
Yeah, see, Dave does it by his numbers. I do it by how I would rank these guys. Because, again, if you tell me I get Luck, whoo, thank you. You tell me I get Romo, thrilled about it. Kaepernick, ecstatic.
So now here's the point that we can drive home, is that if you look at all these guys and you just say, you know, they're a box of donuts. They're all sweet and delicious. They all look different, but once you put them in your mouth and start chewing, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter which donut you pick.
So
maybe you wait for the box of donuts to get a little empty, and then when no one else is looking, you kind of take the one that's left.
Maybe we should spend more time on the rest then. And guys,
I was thinking you were going to say, let's go get some donuts because now I'm hungry.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. But guys that aren't being drafted in the top 12 or top 10 or whatever it is for you guys, 10-ish after Romo or whoever, RG3. We're talking Cutler, we're talking Cam, we're talking Dalton, who was the number three quarterback in fantasy last year. Phillip Rivers, who was number four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson's been top
number
eight,
number nine each of the first
two years in a row. Yep. And if they turn him loose, maybe he's got Percy Harvin. You can make a lot of cases. So first of all, this kind of came up just we were shooting the breeze before the show. What if you just wait until the second and third to last rounds and draft two quarterbacks there, or the third and fourth to last rounds?
The Nando DeFino theory?
Take two quarterbacks. Except he'd take one, but take two and then...
But that's okay to take one because he knows he can get somebody off waivers.
Yeah, I mean, the guys...
So if you're in a 15-round draft, you spend your first 12 picks on anything but a quarterback, and then round 13,
well,
one
just to give you... We talk about this all the time, how the first round of running backs, they never all pan out to be first round or top 10 guys. There were three quarterbacks not drafted as starters, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head, there may be more. If you factor in Russell Wilson, there's four. Four quarterbacks that weren't drafted as starters last year who were top 12.
Those
you mentioned two of them.
Dalton
Rivers, Wilson was 9, and Foles was 11.
What about Roethlisberger?
There's five. Even
ten.
Better.
Yeah, okay. I think the one thing that we have to mention is that it's hard when you're talking about those guys, it's hard to get a top five quarterback when you're talking about, you know, taking Tannehill and Bradford. And
what. No. But
a top 12 is doable.
No, but you two guys.
I know, but
two of them.
I know, but I think it still doesn't seem like a safe bet.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I know that Dalton Rivers finished
right
in the top five, but
right
still,
sure.
I don't think you count on that.
No, of course not.
But if you're okay having a top 10 quarterback.
And you look how they did it.
Right,
I mean, Dalton was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, one amazing week, one amazing. And Rivers, so good early, and just a train wreck late.
So you don't advocate punting on the first 12 quarterbacks off the board? And
it's unnecessary.
Well, I think it depends, though. Who you're sitting on, though?
So who would you want to sit on?
Well, for me, like, I'd be okay with Cutler, and he's what, the 13th quarterback coming off? 12 or 13?
Ryan 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Right.
So why not just wait till round 8 or round 9, get Cutler,
but
avoid the waiting an extra four rounds?
It depends.
It's like, negligible between those picks anyway.
But the point would be is obviously I would sit at 8, 9, 10. And say, I have to take my quarterback now. I'm not gonna chance it that somebody's gonna start taking backups.
Right.
So I would take Cutler. But if you were to tell me there's gonna be three or four backups taken, right? That's all that's gonna go.
You don't think there'd be more in a typical
Joe Q Public?
Right.
Right. There's definitely gonna be more backups taken because people feel safe taking backups. But if you say there's only gonna be three or four, maybe I chance it.
All right, here we go. Here's what's the worst that could happen.
It's Roethlisberger or Palmer.
Here's your most scenario. Likely.
Rivers. I know you don't like Rivers, but.
No, if I waited that long, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You wait until the 10th and the 11th rounds. You take the 15th and either the 16th or 17th quarterbacks off the board. You take Ben Roethlisberger and either Andy Dalton or Carson Palmer.
That's perfect.
You're okay with that?
The caveat would be, is did I hit home runs on all my picks? If I feel okay with that, which is the reason why, okay, I don't want a quarterback here. There's Devontae Freeman in round 8. There's Terrence West in round 9. There's, you know, Terrence Williams in round 10. You know, it's just your dream scenario, falling. Okay.
I don't like it, though.
Here's why I don't like it, is because what's the best that those quarterbacks could
exactly.
do? Maybe they deliver 20 or more fantasy points in half their game.
But what if
we already talked about how many other quarterbacks are going to get between 22 and 27 points?
But again, you're looking at last year's numbers.
What
if you did that last year and it was Rivers and Dalton?
Yeah, I mean, you would have gotten very lucky.
It's a very small sample size of success, because you have to hit on Roethlisberger being top 10. Remember, we're saying top 10. Think about where he started. If he would have put up those numbers from second half on 16 games, he's Dalton or Rivers.
Yes. All right.
And we think Palmer is going to be one of those guys.
I'm going to shout out names for the next 5 to 10 minutes, and I want you guys to give me your brief thoughts on them, and then we can discuss if we have to.
Can I do one very quick thing before you do that? We talked about how there were 5 quarterbacks that weren't taken in the top 12 that made the top 12, you know, like Dalton and Rivers and those guys. 5 quarterbacks that didn't finish in the top 12. Tell me what they have in common. Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, RG3, Aaron Rodgers, and then, I mean, pick your poison between Cutler or Eli Manning, because we liked Eli last year as a low-end starter.
Sure.
But we felt the same way about Cutler. What happened to all 5 of those guys? What one
injuries
thread did they have
to them
in common?
Or to somebody else?
Yes. That's pretty much the kryptonite to a fantasy quarterback. That's what it feels like. It feels to me like there's if you're expecting a quarterback to just start playing poorly and for his arm to go south, I don't know. I don't think you can expect that. I think that's a bad reason to not take somebody.
But I think there's
– like, that's why a quarterback struggles.
Of the guys being drafted in the top 12 now, the guys you would point to and say this could happen to them based on either style of play, track record, or – like, right now, Michael Crabtree –
Kaepernick is very dependent on Crabtree.
Is hurt. He's got an undisclosed injury.
Right, and so if that turns out to be a bigger deal and he misses all of training camp,
then you're
that's
see,
Kaepernick sinking like
right,
a rock.
Right, there's Kaepernick's – that was my argument against him last year. You know, both Dave and Nathan were Kaepernick's top 12 quarterback. I said no.
But look at how bad
– But he made it.
Look at how bad Stafford was.
He was 12th.
Look at how bad Stafford was without Calvin. So even with a hobbled Calvin.
Sure. Well,
it's the Matt Ryan thing.
So but, I don't know that you can really.
No, but what I'm getting at is, though, like if you were to say, who of the top 12 do you think can fall?
Based
on ADP.
Maybe the top 3.
Well, no.
All right. I'll let you finish.
If Breeze didn't have Graham?
I have more faith in him. I mean, I don't think he'd fall out of the top 12.
No, but he wouldn't be 25 to 30 points per week.
It'd be bad.
You know, maybe the 8th.
I mean, if Graham is good for 100 yards and a touchdown each week, that's, what, 10 points off of
Drew
Brees?
Brandon Cooks,
baby. Brandon Cooks is a very fast human being.
Okay.
But I don't think he's replacing all of Jimmy Graham's numbers.
Let's play the fun game. Ready?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Jay Cutler, go.
I want to like him better than I actually do.
God, I love him.
The guy has an average more than 1.5 touchdowns per game since he's come to Chicago, and his passing yardage is in the tank. So you
Go.
Can have him.
ADP is amazing.
That would be a 13th, 92nd overall.
Love
13th
it.
Quarterback.
Love it.
Phillip Rivers, go.
I think he's going to throw more than last year, and I think he's fixed from where he was in 2012.
Sounds like a good bargain to me then.
I agree.
He is a good bargain also. He's in. If you believe in Phillip Rivers as a top 12 guy, then yes, he's good there. But I do think there's a regression coming for that entire team.
Wait a minute. Yep, I'm wearing it. Phillip Rivers fan club, president fan club t-shirt.
On this audio medium, Dave's still mad. Still look down his shirt to go through with the bit. That was good stuff.
I saw a nipple.
No, that's disgusting. Russell Wilson.
It's another quarterback I want to like, but I know with him that he's better at home than he is on the road.
And indoors.
Yeah, more so. I care more about the home versus road thing. Well, I know he's had some good games indoors.
There's a pretty good track record.
It is.
It's like 8 of 12 and 7 of 11.
See, I don't think we know who he is yet. They haven't taken the leash off yet.
I feel like if you love Russell Wilson, you're appreciating him for being a good NFL quarterback, but it's kind of a leap of blind faith.
It's Brady before 2007.
That's a great – I mean, not. I don't expect him to put up 50 touchdowns or
but
anything.
What but happened to Brady in 2007? No, he also had a bunch of receivers.
He had Randy Moss.
And Welker.
Yeah. And now he's got Harvin. So, I don't know. I personally want to get Russell Wilson, if I can, on my team as a backup.
But you had, when we talked about this the last time when Dave wasn't here, your top 12 quarterbacks. You put Wilson in there.
I think he's going to finish in there. I don't know that I draft him that way, but right. I think he's going to finish in there by default.
The thing is that he doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
Very few turnovers. Mm-hmm. The rushing gives him that little bit of a boost. Not that he's Cam in terms of rushing.
Right.
But he does a little bit. It's like Andrew Luck. He does a little bit to make him look a little bit better. It's like Breeze with the home production.
Yeah.
You know when he's home, you could start him. Maybe that's the two you pair together. Breeze and Wilson, and hope that they don't, that they're not home, they're not on the road the same week.
Ben Roethlisberger, go!
I'm excited about him, too.
Yeah. This is just another example of there being too many good quarterbacks.
Andy Dalton, go!
The Hugh Jackson factor kills it for me.
In a bad way?
Yeah.
Huge action or Hugh Jackson?
Jackson, the offensive coordinator there who's got a run track record and says, you know, it started in the minute that Jay Gruden went to Washington. And the Cincinnati media was saying how that Hugh Jackson wants him to be more ball control. And I think he was right around – what are his pass attempts per game? Because I think they said they wanted to be around 25.
Yeah. There's going to be a correction there because Jay Gruden liked to fire willy-nilly passing.
Right. And I think you'll see
– hint, hint, RG3.
Dalton, the crazy games won't be there. Like, he'll have some good games, but the crazy games won't be there. Like, you know, I don't know about you, but the question I get a lot is, well, how can you project or rank Dalton so low but expect AJ Green to be a top five wide receiver? Well, I still think AJ Green's going to put up his numbers. Mm-hmm. But it's that Marvin Jones crazy game that happens two or three times
Sanu.
And somebody else having a crazy game two or three times. I think those are gone.
By the way, guess who else is having like the best camp of his life?
Marvin Jones.
Mohamed
no,
Sanu.
Marvin Jones.
Oh, Mohamed Sanu.
And Andy Dalton.
But that's also for Sanu because Jones hasn't been able to practice.
Right.
Yeah.
Dalton apparently has improved mechanics. For whatever that's worth, he's a backup.
All right, next up, Carson Palmer. Go!
Oh, very excited. Love
very,
this
very
offense.
Excited. When this offseason began, though, I thought that he'd be throwing like 75 times a game. And now that defense really starts to look good, in my opinion, I don't know how much teams are going to be able to run on Arizona, but I think they're going to have a hard time throwing on Arizona. And I don't know if Carson Palmer is going to have as many pass attempts and as many opportunities to have monster fantasy games as I would have hoped.
Have you met Bruce Arians? Because I have, and he likes to throw the ball more than anybody in the NFL. So they're going to throw the ball
except
a ton.
Except for Scott Linehan.
They're going to throw the ball a ton. And he may not be 75, but he wouldn't be surprised if it's 55. And that defense, I disagree. I think it's worse because you can't lose those two guys, especially Washington, who's an all-pro guy when he's not doing stupid things off the field, and get better. So
many damn interceptions.
Yeah, but you kind of have to understand that, and that's right. Why he's not being projected or ranked as a top 12 guy. So
I don't mind drafting him late.
If you,
why would they throw?
He's
so
probably
much
my favorite
turnover prone quarterback. You know,
why but you, well, you also have to think though. The offensive line got better. They just signed Max Starks today.
That offensive line could be very, very good.
Give me your favorite out of this group: Eli Manning, Alex Smith, Sam Bradford.
Bradford.
I think Bradford's got the highest ceiling, but, you know, Alex Smith gets really overlooked. The way he ran the ball last year was very good. Mm-hmm. And I think Bo's going to be better, and I think their defense is going to be worse, and I think they're going to be in much more competitive games. And we saw when he had to throw the ball in the Indianapolis game last year, he didn't do such a horrible job. So I don't want to draft Alex Smith. None of these guys I want to draft. And this goes back to your question about, you know, do you need to take a number two guy? Not if it's these guys.
Yeah, let's just try to help out the two quarterback league.
I'd rather wait Bradford is the guy you probably want to just look at for upside because we saw it last year. But that's another team that I don't think is going to want to throw the ball over the place to protect him. And their defense is amazing.
Manziel, Flacco, McCown, Tannehill.
Flacco.
I think I actually have Tannehill the highest.
Yeah, Tannehill would be my favorite too. But I think Flacco is going to be overlooked. And I hate saying that because he's been such a terrible fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, he's a terrible fantasy quarterback. I'll take McCown over him, too.
All right, quarterback tweets from our audience. Matt Bachman. I'd like to wait, but I don't want to wait and end up with Eli Manning 2013. Do you guys have a wait but not too late quarterback list?
Box of donuts.
Cutler.
Cutler's in the box of donuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. Like, if you get Eli Manning in 2013 and you wait, you got to get someone else, too. Right? I mean,
you don't have to.
I think it's a little, yeah.
How many quarterbacks did we just run through?
I know, but those guys, a lot of them are going to get drafted.
No, I don't know about that. And even if there are, even if they do, you think Alex Smith is going to get drafted in every
Okay,
Sam
at the
Bradford?
End of the year, Alex Smith's fantasy numbers might be fine. That doesn't mean you're going to sit there and be confident in starting him this particular week.
You will if the guy that you draft gets hurt and then you've got nothing else to go with.
I said I was going to do it, but I didn't have an opportunity.
Are you serious? He just threw French fries at me. You mean to tell me, hold on a second. You mean to tell me that you've had a bag of French fries in this room the whole time, and you haven't even given me one? I'm starving. Come here. Jesus.
That's why he's throwing them at
you. Were these from today?
Yeah.
All right, good.
We didn't have anything to argue about.
Okay, next up. Max asks, two quarterback league with Kaepernick as a keeper. Do I draft a stud?
I've been sitting here for 2 hours.
Two quarterback league with Kaepernick as a keeper. Do I draft a stud early or wait to pair Kaepernick with a late rounder?
You don't have to if you don't want to. You can wait till the late rounds, though.
What would you do?
Late round.
Really?
Kaepernick? I would take another guy early.
You don't want to have at least one stud? Okay, Dave's having lunch now. We lost Dave to the ice-cold fries.
They're a little warm.
Bo, better value considering their ADP, Stafford or Luck? And that would be Stafford going in at the end of the third round and Andrew Luck going at the end of the fifth round.
Luck.
100%.
But they're both kind of bad.
Too high?
Too high.
Kevin Kloss, which quarterback who finished outside the top five could you see making the leap into the top five this year?
Well, Rodgers?
Yeah, yeah. Stafford didn't finish. Did he? He didn't finish top five, did he?
No.
He only got a small.
He wasn't going to throw all of them at you, you know. Who could you see finishing the top five? Many names.
Luck.
Yeah, it could be anyone.
Somebody who's never been in the top five before, I would say Luck.
Electric Reason. Would you sit Aaron Rodgers for Russell Wilson in week one in the same game?
That's a good question because of Russell Wilson's home. I wouldn't do it, but the thing about the first game you have to realize is Green Bay's preparing for it now. Mm-hmm. They've been dissecting that defense all offseason for a good portion of it. And what were Rodgers? Can you look? What were Rodgers' numbers in the Hail Mary game?
I can look.
I can look, Dave.
Well, let me lick my fingers.
I'm not an idiot. I know how to do this. Rodgers' numbers in that game. Oh, crap. Dave's going to beat me. I thought the game lost.
Yeah,
right,
he was 26 of 39, 223 yards, zero touchdowns, mm-hmm. no interceptions, 17 rush yards.
That's not good.
No.
Nah, yeah, that would be bad.
Well, Wilson's in that game.
Why am I not even seeing that game?
That wasn't last year. 2 years ago.
That's why I'm not seeing it. James asks, what top three quarterback are you most unsure of? I guess we already answered that.
Good question, James.
But I don't know what you guys said.
Russell Wilson,
Peyton
2002
Manning based on where
against
he's being
Green
drafted.
Bay.
Nah, I don't think that's the question. It's not who's being overdrafted.
Value.
It's who are you? No, but it's who are you most unsure of producing good numbers.
Peyton Manning based on where he's being drafted.
That's you're not answering the question.
Russell Wilson was 10 of 21 passing against Green Bay for 130 yards and two touchdowns, one of which was the old Halo Mario.
I actually feel like Green Bay could have a good defense this year. Am I crazy?
They should? Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be that good.
The interior of their defense got better.
Mike,
that's funny. I think their secondary got better.
Their secondary, yeah. Yeah. So they finally addressed it in the draft. Mike Levy, which rookie quarterback will have the most fantasy impact?
Bridgewater.
Yeah.
By default.
And Andrew Barkley, two quarterback leagues with rookies as an extra keeper without...
Would you be surprised if Johnny Manziel's not starting by the fifth game of the season?
No, I wouldn't at all. I believe in Brian Hoyer as a decent quarterback.
So when they go 0-3 and then their bye is in week four.
Right, because their first three games are actually very tough.
With Manziel himself admitting how far off he is, with them being in such a bad situation and potentially just having an absolutely terrible season, why would you throw Johnny Manziel into that mix...
At
risk
all?
Hurting his confidence if he doesn't know what he's doing
well,
out there.
To harness my Pete Prisco. That's just stupid.
Hold on.
Prisco is so wrong about that.
What
if
about
he's not confident to begin with, and he's playing the wrong position?
No, it's. There are a lot of stories about professional athletes failing and losing their confidence. So that's ridiculous. I'm saying,
yeah, but they have to fail first before.
And you don't throw
confidence.
Johnny Manziel into an 0-3 team that's going nowhere, that has nothing, make him look bad immediately.
Some would argue that that's the perfect scenario because the expectations are so low.
I don't argue
and
that
the
at
meat
all.
Of their tough schedule, because three games in a row of that caliber are difficult. He will have had 2 weeks to prepare as the starter.
Who cares?
And the fan base will be screaming for him at that point.
Jamie, can you yodel?
No.
Do you remember that game from The Price is Right where guy is going up the mountain?
Uh-huh.
This is why I need you to do a little yodeling here. I'm going to start running down the schedule. You stop when you say Johnny Manziel starts. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jamie, ready?
Sure.
Yodel now at Pittsburgh.
No.
Where's my yodeling?
I don't think
you're not doing it.
I don't really remember.
All you're doing is yodeling.
Can you yodel?
At Pittsburgh, Manziel's not starting. New Orleans, Manziel's starting then?
No way.
Baltimore, week 3.
No.
Nope.
Bye week. Week 5 at Tennessee. Do you throw him to the Wolves?
Yes. That's the perfect scenario.
I would. Next week, Pittsburgh at home.
Here's the other thing. If the report's accurate that the owner wanted him but the coaching staff didn't, put him out there.
I think you guys underestimate putting a quarterback in a bad situation too early in his career. Prisco has this philosophy that every quarterback should just go in there and play right away. Okay, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't.
He's not playing right away.
Dante Culpepper didn't. Eli Manning didn't.
Wow,
a lot of guys
what
didn't.
Did it do for Dante Culpepper?
Oh, Dante Culpepper was freaking awesome for
he
a while.
Was, and now he's bagging groceries.
And the other
at
two
the
guys
Walmart.
I named, they mean absolutely nothing to you? Three combined Super Bowls?
I didn't hear who you said.
Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning?
Eli started almost right away.
No,
right?
He started like 8 or 9 games in.
Right.
And they had a terrible offensive line, and they were sacrificing Kurt Warner.
How's Peyton Manning doing for you?
Yeah, but every quarterback's different. But you can't say that it's a bad idea to sit your quarterback. That's just stupid.
I don't think you start him week one. But if there's ever a time to consider starting him, it is coming off a bye week
Russell Wilson in Seattle? That guy entered training camp third on the depth chart.
He was
won
ready.
The starting job.
They knew he was ready.
Right. So leave
sometimes
it to the coaches. To
yeah,
decide.
Exactly.
Look,
let the coaches.
There's
know.
Nothing that says
Manziel stinks.
There's nothing that says elevating a quarterback like Miles Austin, Nate Burleson, and Andrew Hawkins. I mean, if that doesn't make a guy go from shaky and unconfident to full of confidence, I don't know what.
I have no faith in Johnny Manziel.
I don't either. But if there's ever a time to do it, it's 0-3 coming off a bye week.
Everybody can rip me. In 2 years, if you have to, but Johnny Manziel is going to be a bust. He is not going to be a good NFL quarterback. That's going to
hit Glear before it hits the garbage.
I'm not even going to try because I know I'm not going to make it.
Last question. Any rookie quarterbacks worth waiting to draft as a number two quarterback in a two-quarterback league?
Bridgewater.
Yeah, I think Bridgewater's the best of the bunch. We don't know when Blake Bortles is going to get out there. If it was up to Coach Prisco, it would be week one. But I think the Jaguars are going to take a very patient approach.
Dave, Jamie, well done.
I hope everybody has a good idea about what they're doing
minutes.
At quarterback.
Not sure how we're going to do running
you know
backs
what?
Wide receivers.
I don't know how we're going
to
do
I
it
I told
either.
You, we need to do two of them.
Well, I just
Maybe.
Don't know how
you don't
long
have to
we
rush these
go.
Out. You don't have to rush these out.
When do people start drafting?
3 weeks.
No, sooner than that.
Tonight.
Do people start drafting? All right, so today's the first. Tomorrow's the second.
There's
so
going to be a few drafts this weekend.
How many people are
going
to be drafting by the 10th?
Not as many.
So you
but
think
the weekend
okay
after that is when things get cooking.
All right, so if we're done with the position previews,
I'd say the second half of August.
We'll be done with them by then if we do two-parters for running backs and receivers.
It would mean more podcasts.
Are we doing
for
a kicker DST podcast?
Well, not really more podcasts. We're going to do more the same amount of podcasts anyway. It's just a matter of what
Are
we're
you
doing.
Saying we're going to do more than 3 a week?
So why don't we just start doing 5
That's
a week?
Right.
Yeah, because some people are covering baseball right now too, Jamie.
I don't know what that is.
We're either going to do 4 or 5 starting next week.
Why don't you do the smart thing and let Al and Scott do the baseball podcast by themselves?
That's going to be great.
Why would it be great?
It would be great.
Those guys, they're not hosts. They're not like you. They're not outgoing. Oh, no, they are outgoing. They're not.
It sounds like Adam doesn't want to be a part of our podcast anymore, Jamie.
Why don't you let them?
When did you get?
Why don't you put Herc in there and let the three of them do it for once?
Fine.
No. Once. Put Herc in here. You go skedaddle and play your little game with bases.
I like you guys. I don't want to leave. Goodbye. I want to leave now.
Bye.